The Subhumans are a political punk band from Britain who were first active in the 80s, but whose back catalog of 6 albums has now been remastered and released in the U.S. Although the musical setting has changed dramatically from those days, critic Milo Miles says the Subhumans sound more timeless than old hat.
Not all overlooked excellent music is a so-called lost gem. Sometimes they're hidden in plain sight. British punks The Subhumans were active from 1980 to 1985, and their records were never rarities, just very hard to find in the United States, where they never got much traction in their heyday. However, being vintage punks missed by the U.S. guarantees nothing. A U.K. group called The Addicts are by far the most long-lasting punk band with original members, and that's the most interesting thing about them. The Subhumans, on the other hand, will remind you why people were knocked out by punk in the first place. They deliver short, sharp shocks of fury and anguish. But like the best of the breed, they're angry in a funny way, or funny in an angry way, or something like that. As here when they explain why Mickey Mouse is dead.
Mickey Mouse is dead, got kicked in the head. 'Cause people got too serious, they planned out what they said. They couldn't take the fantasy, tried to accept reality. Comes in halves, the purity of comedy. They have to take it seriously, change the words around, try to make it look profound. A comedian is on stage, it's taken for a wage. The critics think he's great, but the laughter turns to hate.
In their first releases, the Subhumans were an early example of British hardcore punk, a style that stripped the sound down to its basics in the manner of the Sex Pistols and the Ramones. The goal was to attract crusaders and purists, the only ones alive in a dead world of lies. The closest American parallel might be the group Minor Threat. The Subhuman shouter Dick Lucas, guitarist Bruce Treasure, bassist Grant Jackson, and a drummer known only as Trotsky hammered away at themes of mental disease, murder, oppression with every breath, and love as a disaster. But they also offered a welcome British perspective with rants about class structure, work, money, and the evils of meat in a song that ends with the perfect line, "It's the family butcher. Lock up your family." The Subhumans hit a peak in 1982 with their first LP, The Day the Country Died, which is full of clever snaps of melody, rhythm, and wit. Those who prefer the punk straight up should also check out the earlier Subhuman sides collected on the descriptively named EP-LP. The Subhumans themselves began to defy one of the commandments of hardcore punk. They evolved and became more elaborate. There were a few dead ends and blind alleys, but the Subhumans wound up their first incarnation with the 1985 album Worlds Apart, their most varied and reflective, including sighs about apathy and ex-teenage rebels. It ends with Power Games, a song by purists, all grown up to warn that purity itself is something to guard against. Subhumans have reunited a few times and are still semi-active today. Still, they did their best job of blowing down complacency as youths with brains on fire. In the 1990s, the roars of hardcore punk could sound dated. But by now, the commitment and conviction of the Subhumans sounds like a call to arms, waiting to be heard again.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed the Subhumans' back catalog, newly reissued on the Blurg label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, Jonathan Menhivar, John Myers, and John Sheehan. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.
Doesn't tax your mind. Relax in the ignorance.